It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. And in studio with us right now, one of the greatest photographers of all time and ever in the future and on other planets. Have I sold it?
Yeah, good.
Peter Sorrell is here. His work will be featured in a new exhibit, which opens today at the Hilton Osmus Contemporary in River North. It runs through April the 12th. We'll give you all those details in just a little bit. Peter, first of all, an honor for us to meet you. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you very much.
We really appreciate this.
Thanks for being invited.
And a lot of this work you may not even realize is Peter's.
Yeah.
Because there's just so much going on. Some famous things. I was just listening to you two talk off the air about this.
Well, the movie posters, I first became aware of you, Peter, because of your work in the film industry, because some of the most iconic movie posters have been photographed by you. That's got to be quite a thrill.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's as far. If you work in the film industry, you have to. I mean, that is the top of the mountain.
That's the pinnacle.
Yeah. Right.
Let me go through a couple of these titles. This is just a handful. Easy Rider, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, The Blues Brothers, Dune, L.A. Confidential, Frida, Twilight, Seven, The Life of Pi, and that list goes on and on and on. That's your work.
Right. Thank you.
Wow.
How fun is
actually,
that for
I did
a
not
job?
Shoot the poster for Dune. I did not.
Oh, you did not? I will cross that
I
one off.
I worked on it, but not for the poster.
Peter, that's the reason Wendy and I wanted to talk to you today was because of your work on the Dune poster. So we've got nothing
for
left. I'm sorry. We'll book you some other time.
All right. So movie posters, though, I mean, you're selling the movie. How do you go about coming up with an idea to, like, just totally get in sync with the picture? Like, I'm thinking of the Close Encounters.
Mm-hmm.
That was beautiful.
Well, the idea was, in front of me because the set. I mean, the mothership landing, it was so iconic that was an easy pick.
they say now, and they've done research to back this up, that for some reason, if there's a gun in a movie poster, more people buy tickets to see it because a gun signifies, oh, there's going to be action and violence and
Absolutely.
I want in. And so many times, if they're given a choice of two or three possible movie posters, they'll always go with the one with a gun. Is that the case with you? Did anybody ever say, I like what you've done here, Peter, but put a gun in it?
No.
Good.
I never had that problem.
Good.
And thank God. But it's strange that you bring that up. When I started in the business, I did a lot of work for ABC Television.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things what we were told not to shoot, not to take a picture of, is the actor, the star, pointing a gun.
Really?
At the camera or at the viewer. In
Too
a way.
Intimidating?
No. Different times.
Yeah.
I think they were not so gung-ho and gun-happy. In the late 60s, early 70s.
Yeah. Let's talk about your background a little bit. You started photography at the age of 13.
Uh-huh.
By the accent, I'm going to say the Desplaines area here in town.
not exactly.
from where originally?
Well, in Hungary.
Yeah.
My dad bought me a camera and I, fell in love with it, really. It's what was interesting that... I had affinity for fine arts. I loved museums and, hung out more likely in museums than hockey rinks.
Really?
And I actually tried painting and sculpting, and I had absolutely zero talent. So when photography came around, it was just such a beautiful thing that I picked it up because my eye for composition was there.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't learn composition, really. You either got it or you don't.
Sure.
And I had it, and thank God for that. Mm-hmm. So it was an easy choice. And, I would say from the time I was in my 20s, I really wanted to do nothing but fine art, photography. And I realized, of course, that I'm going to starve to death. And then by pure luck, I met two budding cinematographers who were both starving cinematographers, just like I was a starving cinematographer.
Well, the country is called Hungary. I mean, you have to keep that in mind.
No, but by then we were all in Hollywood.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right. Which two guys?
This was a gentleman called Laszlo Kovács, who eventually shot Easy Rider.
Boy, he's good.
And the other one was Wilmot Zsigmond, who got an Oscar for Close Encounters.
Oh.
But when we started out, I met them in 1959, long time ago. And Laszlo passed away already. And Vilmos is an old gentleman, quite a bit older than me. But we still are in touch, and we became very, very close friends. And we eventually made it,
so to say. It's funny you say you have the composition, but you couldn't really draw. It's amazing when you see a photograph that's done properly. I mean, you know, the subject matter's not necessarily supposed to be in the center, a little askew. Yeah. I mean, you see different things. You see it differently than we do.
I would say you're absolutely right. The big difference is the difference is really between seeing and looking. We all look and we notice things, but not all of us see the same way. And which is, you know, it's interesting you bring that up, because my big beef with all the people who shoot now with their telephones and
all the selfies, they take their own pictures.
No, not that. But they never look in the viewfinder. They just hold the camera up, and you cannot compose a picture like that.
Right.
You have to really, the camera becomes the continuation of your
An extension
eye,
of your own eye.
Your extension of your eye. That way, you can take a picture, which is actually good. If you just hold it up in the air, by chance, sometimes it's good, and mostly
right.
not.
Right. You leave it to luck.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah.
Peter Sorrell is our guest, whose work will be featured in a new exhibit that opens today at the Hilton Ausmus Contemporary in River North, and that runs through April the 12th. I have to say that I view photography and film to some extent as magic. I never take it for granted. Whenever I see a picture, I think about just the mere fact that you can press a button and capture a moment, and it'll last forever. That's magic.
Absolutely.
It really is.
Very true.
Whoops. Bless you. Someone sneezed. So what about these the new digital cameras and everything? I just know, not being a very good photographer, when the kids are born, try to take a picture of them by the Christmas tree, and you'd take about 10 shots of the same thing. But digital cameras made my life so much easier, because if I don't like it, it's gone. Delete it. Mm-hmm. So it's made your life easier.
Well, I would say made... For me, it's not easier or more difficult. It's this is what we do today.
Modern
technology. You know, technology marches on, and you know, anybody who says I will not shoot anything other than film is
a liar.
Of his mind.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, it's.
I just wondered if you resorted to old 35 millimeters, or you're going
I
back.
I still shoot some film, but less and less every year.
Yeah. From your standpoint, is black and white, because I love black and white, black and white just, it conjures up a dreamy image that I just think works. Is that a good medium for you, like working in black and white?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes. I learned really strictly black and white photography.
Did you?
I mean, the first maybe 6 or 8 years, I never shot a color picture.
No?
I used one kind of black and white film, and I learned to see the light and the shadow and learned how to expose the film properly. And you can only do it, I mean, if you're good in black and white, you're going to be very good in color, because it's that's much easier.
That is an interesting concept, because it, you know, black and white photography isn't all black and white. There's grays and different other tones. And what an interesting thing if you can develop that where the lighting's perfect. Yeah, color comes easy after that.
Oh, nothing.
Huh.
Peter, you grew up in you grew up in Hungary. You've lived in Los Angeles. You, at this point, you could live anywhere in the world, and you've chosen our city. You've chosen Chicago. Why?
Well, that's an easy one, because I love the city. I mean, this is really, I was telling someone yesterday, it's like New York with nice people. You know, that's the best way to describe it. I love the look of it, you know. I was walking down on Riverwalk in this crummy weather.
Yeah.
Even the city is beautiful, you know. The not just the architecture, but it's really, really a lovely place to live in. You also, it's as far as I'm concerned, it's a cultural center of the United States. Every bit of it, as much as New York.
But with nice people.
But with nice people.
We're going to put that on our bumper stickers. That's going to be everywhere now. So when you have this trained eye, when you're thinking photography, just a mere walk down a city street, are you looking at things in terms of, boy, would that make a nice picture?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
There's no downtime, is there? You've got to keep that in your brain at all times.
It's, the other exhibit is nothing but pictures of the lake.
Oh, yeah.
It's nothing but water.
Yeah.
Water and the sky. And you learn to see things differently. And then the rest is, you just have to do it. I mean, I shot that series for like over 3 years now. Mm-hmm. And I probably shot at least 1,000 pictures.
Really?
Or 1,500.
Yeah.
Out of which we're showing like 16. But that's okay. And I'm making a book about it. And,
good. Very, very good.
And in the meantime, you can go to petersorrell.com.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just looking at the portrait you took of George Carlin, which just really captures him. He looks handsome and wonderful. Who are some of the favorite celebrities you've photographed?
I sort of liked to shoot the women more than the men.
Yeah, I guess I could say that.
They're prettier, aren't they? They're very
but
pretty.
They're also easier.
Are they? I mean, women are easier than men.
I never had a problem photographing women, except with maybe Julia Roberts, but because she was just didn't like the movie, so therefore didn't like to work with me either.
What was the movie?
It was one.
It's been a while.
Where she's playing a journalist. See, I had about maybe 20 years ago, late 80s.
Right. Is it Pelican Brief?
No.
Conspiracy?
Her and who's the actor who always gets in trouble in Malibu and somewhat, in his 50s, 60s.
Oh, who would that be?
He drinks a lot.
We'll figure it out.
And then he plays the other journalist.
He's the other guy.
Oh,
is it Mel Gibson?
No. Older.
Oh, older than Mel Gibson?
I love playing charades with you, Peter. This is very fun.
Every Thursday we're bringing Peter in to play this game. We love this game. The magic
I
of
Love
the,
Trouble?
Is it I Love Trouble?
That's Nick Nolte.
I Love Trouble.
Yeah. With Nick Nolte.
Nolte, yeah.
Yeah, that's a bad mugshot. Did you take that one?
Which one?
The Nick Nolte mugshot.
No.
He was a little
after
disheveled.
One of his arrests.
Yeah.
Peter, the beauty of this George Carlin picture, and sometimes it's the subtlety that sells a picture, is it's the raised eyebrow. It's a beautiful picture of George Carlin, but it's that split second where he's got his eye raised where he says, I've got a little twist to the story. And sometimes isn't that the magic of a picture is that one element?
Yes.
Absolutely beautiful work. Peter Sorrell, photographer. You can go to petersorrell.com. But more importantly, tonight is the opening of your new exhibit at the Hilton Osmus Contemporary in River North. And what can we expect? What are some of your favorite things we're going to see tonight? Do you have personal favorites?
Well, I have a few.
Yeah.
I have a beautiful nude. I have
a very interesting
picture of... of a shop window with five wedding dresses in it.
Oh,
cool.
Very, very good. It's all like behind bars because what they put in the window at night so people don't burglarize the store.
Oh,
wow.
And it was pretty silly because it's a very exclusive shop in Beverly Hills, you know.
But look at the beauty of that is that's a picture that just tells a story. You have to look at the picture and you have to figure out why is that, why am I looking at what I'm looking at? And that again, that's a great thing for a good picture. That's perfect. And I know we're going ahead into the future a little bit, but you have another exhibition already planned. You have something after this one, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
What do you have coming up after this
one? That's the one at the Union League Club.
Oh, at the Union League Club, right.
And that's in March?
March. Yeah. For the month of March.
We can get all that information on your website, petersorrell.com?
I think so. Under contact,
the last page
has both the exhibits coming up.
You know, I feel really stupid because, you know, when we interview a guest afterwards, we like to take a picture of them.
This is going to be a nightmare.
No, I mean, he's got to take the picture. Right. You're going to be the one holding the iPhone up, taking a picture.
No sound for me.
Peter, you know what I'd like to ask? Can you take Wendy and my driver's license pictures? Because
sure.
They're always so fuzzy and awful, but I'd like to have the best driver's license picture of all time.
You guys do such good interview. I'd be happy to.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
Oh, it's so nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Peter Sorrell, photographer extraordinaire. His work will be featured at a fantastic exhibit, which opens later today at the Hilton Osmus Contemporary. Where is it? River North. That's where it is.
And it runs for a while.
16 North Wells.
16 North Wells.
716.
716 North Wells.
Yeah. All right. Runs for a while, so if you can't
April
make
the
it 12th. Tonight,
yeah.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Pleasure meeting you.
My
very,
pleasure.
Very nice.
Say
thank
cheese.
You. More in just a little bit. It's Phil Leff and Wendy Snyder, and it's WGN.